From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Friday, July 14th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. AI's legal phase, OpenAI faces FTC investigation and copyright lawsuits. Managed services demand peaks while cloud spending slumps, says ISG. And increasing IT workloads threaten employee retention, per some surveys. This is the business of tech. OpenAI has announced that it will train its AI models on the Associated Press news stories for the next 2 years. The deal between the two companies will give OpenAI access to some of the content in AP's archive as far back as 1985. That isn't the only deal this week. On Tuesday, the AI company announced a 6-year deal with Shutterstock that will let OpenAI license images, music, videos, and metadata to train its text-to-image model. Comedian Sarah Silverman and two others are suing OpenAI, alleging the firm trained their large language models on copyrighted materials, including works they published, without obtaining consent. Adobe announced that its Firefly web service is now available globally with support for text prompts in 100 languages and has generated over $1 billion in assets. This offering is designed to ensure that the images businesses create with Firefly are commercially safe because it's trained on a corpus of images that are part of Adobe's stock imagery service. The company even goes so far as to indemnify its enterprise users. And the FTC is looking into OpenAI, opening an investigation to see if the company has violated consumer protection laws. The agency this week sent the San Francisco company a 20-page demand for records about how it addresses risks related to its AI model. Anthropic now allows anyone to try its chatbot Claude 2 on its website. Anthropic says to, quote, think of Claude as a friendly, enthusiastic colleague or personal assistant who can be instructed in natural language to help you with many tasks. Why do we care? We're entering the legal phase, it seems. As with everything AI, that didn't take long. This is a significant, positive development. A colleague recently remarked that a sure sign of innovation is when the lawyers don't have an answer for you. Is it clear how these questions will be answered? The Copyright Office has indicated that generative works are not copyrightable. The investigation by the FTC and lawsuits like Silverman's are good news. They shake out the rules of the road. Data management services to help businesses manage these large data sets, ensuring data is stored, processed, and used appropriately, is a continued area of interest. Layer on risk management, security, and compliance, you have a compelling reason to care. Information Services Group, or ISG, released data on managed services. Global demand for managed services peaked in the second quarter, even as lower spending on cloud services pulled down the overall IT and business services market. Data from the ISG Index, which measures commercial outsourcing contracts with annual contract value of $5 million or more, show that second quarter ACV for the combined global market, both cloud-based as a service and managed services, was $22.7 billion, down 9% from the prior year. The third straight quarter the market has seen a year-over-year decline. Managed services hit a new quarterly high of $10 billion, up 6% from the prior year, the 10th time this segment has grown year over year in the last 11 quarters. Yet overall, market was down as slowing demand for cloud-based services accelerated. SMB Group published more data on the view of the adoption of cloud and SaaS solutions for future financial applications. In the SMB, it's 70% are likely or extremely likely. And interestingly, that number increases with the size of the organization. In those between 1,000 and 2,500 employees, it's 77%. That 50 to 99 range is dead on at 70%. Why do we care? There is a growing demand for managed services. This could indicate a shift in priorities or strategies among businesses, possibly toward maintaining and improving existing infrastructures and systems instead of investing in cloud-based new solutions. The takeaway is to maintain existing versus new investments based on market uncertainty. As we established over this week, that will be less of a limiting factor as sentiment is shifting positive. Then the bad times, they were pretty good. Thanks to IT Brew for putting two pieces of data together for me. In Kaseya's new survey of over 1,300 IT professionals, 62% reported having to work holidays and weekends, 46% reported pulling all-nighters, and 39% said they had worked consecutive 50-plus hour weeks. And in CyberSeek's look at the supply-demand ratio for tech talent, the ratio stands at 69%, meaning 69 workers for every 100 postings, with 663,434 cybersecurity openings posted from May 2022 through April 2023. And in data from Gartner that I'm combining, a prediction is that by 2025, nearly half of cyber leaders will change jobs, with 25% moving to different roles entirely due to multiple work-related stressors. Why do we care? You cannot throw more people at the problem. More people alone isn't going to cover this, and those people aren't even there. No quick fixes for this one. The industry has to invest in developing more talent while simultaneously finding ways to leverage technology to require fewer people. It's no biggie. Take another listen to the bonus episode last weekend around compensation. The strategies of using systems to help less experienced engineers solve more problems result in better outcomes. And then layer on an understanding of mental health for your teams. Thanks for listening. Today, National French Friday. Get it? Friday? There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into IP and copyright law as it applies to IT services and MSPs, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.